was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us this morning. It is Wednesday. It's kind of the calm before the storm, before everything gets absolutely ramped up with the AFL Grand Final. If we're in Melbourne town, there'd be stuff going on everywhere. But by hell, are the corporates and those that do the corporate circuit just suffering a little bit like the rest of the... I actually heard Harry the Hirer last night.
Oh, Rick Jamieson, was it?
Yeah, talking about that industry. Normally at this time of year, and they're very successful, very big, wealthy business, I'd assume. But this time of year, they'd be doing the Spring Carnival. They'd be doing the AFL Grand Final. They'd be getting ready for all of the Christmas stuff. Not one tent's gone out of the house, Wisp.
Decimated. Absolutely decimated that business because my good mate, he's still in that business, the bloke that you call Knuckle, my good mate Moose Thompson. And he's been decimated too. Absolutely decimated.
Of course.
It's been tough on a lot of people that have been in that whole sort of hospitality industry. Really, really tough. And for them, yeah, like some people will recover really quickly and go back and their workplace will resume, that type of thing. But those people, you know, in restaurants and events and that type of thing, there's just still so much uncertainty about when all that will return, if in fact it ever returns like it used to be.
Yeah. 100%. Hey, keep your messages coming through because they've been magnificent this morning. Michael in queue about the news. That's way out of our area, Mick. We've got enough to worry about. That's not our area. Gordon in Boronia joins us. G'day, Gordy.
Good morning, gents. Love the show. I'm going to go a little bit left field on the branding of Dusty and the Great Danger. Yep. I'm going to use a movie analogy. Yep. If you were going to market Dusty, I'd be using the Fast and Furious franchise, anything from fast cars, jewellery, tattoos, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And with Danger, I think you could pick any modern family movie, vacation or grown-ups, you know, the outdoor barbecues,
yep,
the blenders, and the outdoor sort of living, fishing stuff. So,
yeah, spot on. Spot That's on, what Gordon. I was thinking, Gordon. I thought Tim alienated a lot of people by just saying that he would go with Danger. I think he needed to say that he'd develop another blend, a much edgier kind of blend for Dustin. So if you had both on your books, if you managed both, you would have every single base covered.
Across the spectrum?
Any product you threw at me. If I was managing Danger or Dusty...
Yep.
Any product you said, look, and I want this, between the two of them, you'd have it covered.
Yep, you're quite right. The younger, groovier, hip market goes with Dusty, and the older, more sophisticated, more mature lot go with Danger, yes?
That's right. A nice slack you can market for Danger, a nice ripped skinny leg jean, you go to Dusty. This is the conversation starter with thanks to Kia, the all-new Kia Cerritos Landed. Hey. A nice loafer, a nice sort of comfortable, practical loafer, you go with Danger. The edgy latest Nike release, you go to... Oh, did we sort that out, by the way?
No, we didn't.
Dusty, what's he going with these days?
I'm not sure. He's a cardigan. Danger, if you had a nice cardi that you were releasing, Danger's your man. Hey, did Jared win the Alf Brown Award as well? Is that what the award was?
Or I don't
is it just
know
the
about
Coach's
that.
Award?
No, this is the Coach's Award.
They're right.
The Alf is the other one.
That's the Media Award, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just for solid. Have you won an Alf yet?
Yes, I've won a couple, thank you.
You got a couple, have you?
Yes.
What's that for? What do you have to actually do to get one of those?
Oh, we'll talk about that another day, Tim. We've got a grand final to talk about. Dale's in Hobart, first of all. G'day, Dale.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's good. Good. Jesse Hogan. It's interesting to see that Freo could be offloaded anymore, thinking about it. Where could he land? Could he become the next James Frawley at Hawthorn? I'm not sure. As a backman and not a forward, what do you think? What do you think will happen with him? Because from how I see it, he's a little bit like a Harley Bunnell, where he's got all this talent but just hasn't been able to use it. What do you think?
Dale, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and this was information I had from over in Perth. There are people there that think the best thing for Jesse Hogan is to stay in Perth. One of the problems that he has is his ability to be able to conform to the professionalism that's required to play AFL football. You've got to ask yourself this question, okay, and everybody needs to ask this question about Jesse Hogan. He was at Melbourne for a short period of time, started there. They weren't unhappy to see the back of him. He's gone to Frio. They're already, after two seasons, they're thinking that they wouldn't be unhappy to see the back of him. They've had a look at him. They understand that he's got some issues associated with his preparation outside of football. I don't think anybody, unless they get some sort of a bargain basement type deal, will be going near Jesse Hogan.
Yes, that is right. And I've spoken about Jesse a bit over the journey, and this is, and you read in this, Jesse has the ability, unquestioned, to be a very, very good AFL footballer. Whether or not he's got the appetite for all of the hard work that comes with it and the discipline required, the jury's still out.
Yeah. He has some things that he needs to work on around that.
Now, in the end, you just put, hey, Tim, in the end, clubs will move past Jesse.
They have to.
If the penny doesn't drop for Jesse, and it hasn't dropped yet, then clubs will move past him. And I still get Melbourne supporters who, you know, berate the club about the fact that they let Jesse go. Well, you might now have a better understanding about why Jesse wasn't able to consolidate himself there, and why he hasn't been able to consolidate himself at Fremantle.
That's right. And I won't be surprised if he actually doesn't get a position somewhere else. Somebody very close to him in terms of he's in a sanctum has said that the best thing for him is to stay in Perth. That's where he needs to be. He needs to be in Perth.
And this is the last thing I'd say. Let's not blame everyone else for Jesse not being where he wants to be. Jesse's got to take responsibility now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's move on to the grand final, because I reckon there's two things that stick out. There's a lot of great things in terms of the matchups and the way this game will be played and that type of thing. But there are two things that we all know, having watched Geelong and having watched Richmond. One is that, and I'll state the bleeding obvious, okay, Dusty Martin is a superstar. His performances in big games have been extraordinary. He needs to be stopped in some way. You talked about the handover. We know that one of the forwards pushes up to a stoppage. Dusty drops out of there, goes forward at that time, that critical time, and no one's sure whether or not he's still on the ball or he's playing forward, that type of thing. Yep. And there can be some confusion around that. Okay, so that's one of the things we know that needs to be stopped. The other thing that stands out, and I reckon Richmond will be spending as much time on this specific part of the game as they do on any other part of the game, and that is that Tom Hawkins, his power at a stoppage in the forward line is something you need to be able to limit and modify or nullify in some way. Nullify is a better word, in some way. What would you do? Let's go to the Tom Hawkins thing first. The ruckman, Nankervis, does he go to every one of those stoppages because he's their biggest and best option as a ruckman? And does he play in front of him? Does he just make sure that he plays in front and then you provide other players to go to the back of Hawkins to stop him from then doing what he can do in terms of grabbing the ball and then feeding it to somebody else or tapping it cleanly and clearly to somebody else?
Yeah, well, we need your ruck whisperer. That's what we'll need at some stage. But I showed some stuff on the couch on Monday. There were three boundary throw-ins in the space of a minute in the forward pocket. And Oscar McInerney was doing the ruck work with Tom Hawkins. And Tom Hawkins won all three of them as clear as the nose on your face. And every time he had front position, and every time Oscar McInerney gave it to him.
So exactly.
There is your problem. Now, the ruck whisperer would need to tell us if Tom's doing something that we don't really appreciate. But to me, it just looks like the massive big body that's taken the front spot and the opposition ruckmen are allowing it. So on that basis, I wouldn't want him rucking against Harry Taylor. So maybe Nankervis might have to push down Wisp. and get that big frame in there and get really physical with him, because he just manhandles Ruckman.
He treats the ruck
throw in like a marking contest. Well, he just stands his ground, gets his hips set, and just shoves him out of the road.
Well, Geelong will be happy for the ball to go out of bounds in their front half, because that's a clear advantage on what we've seen so far this year. No one else does it better than what he does from that position, Tom Hawkins. But wouldn't you be better off actually making it so it's predictable for your own team? In as much as what you're saying is right, make sure that you take that front position. So you're limiting what he can do, Tom Hawkins, to a position that he's going to find himself in. Therefore, you set up to actually stop it from that point, knowing that he's probably going to be able to manhandle any of the other ruckmen, even somebody like a Nan Curvis, because of his size and his strength.
Yeah. No, 100%. That is, and you watch Ablett and you watch Myers and Dangerfield, you watch them get on the move and see how aggressive they are at those stoppages, because they know that Tom's, it's just as likely to grab the thing out of the ruck and put it in handball to them and running at pace into a goal. It makes it really hard to defend.
Now,
with the other one, and I know we've got Lewis Martin, so we've got to take a break. This is what I'll be doing with Dustin. Everyone's going to have a theory with Dustin. So I think Joel is doing an unbelievable job playing with that finger. Right? I don't think his touch is anywhere near where it is. He's never been a great touch player. He's just the best competitor I've ever seen play the game. I reckon I'd throw him that challenge around the ground. Just say, you're with Dustin. It's not, it's not the Shane Hurd get inside your jumper, but just you're with him and take it personally every single contest. The best competitor in the Geelong team, the most competitive player of the recent era, you do all that you can to make life hard for Dustin Martin when he's on the ball. And then the handover, it's probably going to be Colin Jasny, I reckon, will get the first crack at it. And then the communication between Joel and Colin Jasny has got to be as good as it's ever been.
I think it's really, really hard for somebody that's played their whole career like Joel Selwood, instinctive around the ball the way that he is, to then, as good as he is, as tough as he is inside, then to give him the responsibility of actually playing on somebody like a Dustin Martin at this stage of his career.
Okay, so
it's a massive challenge for him.
You say, who is your most selfless player? Who is your best leader? Who is your most disciplined? And who is your most competitive? And I think he ticks all those boxes. So if you said, you do that with Dustin, we win a premiership, I reckon Joel Selwood would do it in a heartbeat.
I reckon he would. But does that serve you best? I know you're talking about his finger and the fact that it's impacting on his ability to be able to handle the ball cleanly. But if you had a choice of where you'd want Joel Selwood and what role that you'd want him to perform, I think it would be more about his ability still to be able to lead the team and win the ball and do the things that we've seen him do right throughout his career, as opposed to having the concentration on having to play on somebody like a Dustin Martin.
Well, you and I differ, so I think that's how I would deploy Joel. That's how I would deal with the biggest threat in the opposition team, put my most competitive, disciplined, team-first person on him and compete with him to the absolute nth degree. Asking the question. Ask the question of Dusty every physical time, every time, and then Dusty might go, might wander forward. And then
someone else's responsibility.
Hey, let's take a break. We're going to talk and we can get your thoughts on this, by the way, throughout the morning. What would you do with Dustin? How would you deal with Tommy Hawkins? Two of the big questions that both teams are going to have to deal with as we prepare for this big grand final on Saturday night. And Channel 7 will be preparing for the big grand final on Saturday night. What are the challenges? What are we going to see is a little bit different? Well, let's talk to the man who's in charge, Lewis Martin from Channel 7, joining us next.